Illuminated viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. From October the 10th to the 12th, 2011, Geneva, Switzerland played host to two important events promoting the advancement of clean, sustainable energy. The third annual European Future Energy Forum coincided with the 2011 Swiss Solar Energy Prize Ceremony, both of which were held at the Geneva Palexpo Convention Center. The forum is put on by the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company, also known as Masdar, which is owned by the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, a part of the United Arab Emirates. Masdar created the forum in 2009 following the success of the World Future Energy Summit, which is held annually in Abu Dhabi and is also hosted by Masdar. The forum featured a high-profile conference that brought together respected scientists, engineers, as well as business and government leaders from around the world to discuss the latest green energy solutions. Some of the speakers included Her Excellency Micheline Carmiret, President of Switzerland, Masdar Chief Executive Officer Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al-Jerba, and renowned Swiss solar aviation pioneer Dr. Bertrand Piccard. A clean tech exhibition was also held during the forum, in which over 122 forward-thinking companies from around the world presented their products and services, including some of the most current environmentally friendly technologies. The theme of the 2011 forum was Making Innovation Happen for a Sustainable World, and covered six main areas: inspiration, innovation, policy and regulation, finance, infrastructure and future energy mix. Her Excellency Micheline Carmiret opened the conference and spoke enthusiastically about the importance of a global shift to sustainable energy and the contributions that Switzerland can make to this worthy endeavour.
Aussi suis-je très heureuse de vous accueillir aujourd'hui dans ma ville de Genève, dans mon canton de Genève, et d'ouvrir ce forum. Excellences, mesdames et messieurs, un constat s'impose. Le monde consomme de plus en plus d'énergie et la pression sur les ressources disponibles ne cesse d'augmenter. L'humanité vit comme si elle avait en réserve une ou plusieurs planètes de substitution. Ce n'est évidemment pas le cas. Les défis sont immenses, mais si nous échouons à les résoudre, le monde que nous laisserons aux générations futures sera moins accueillant que celui que nous avons hérité de nos parents. L'objectif est ambitieux, mais il est parfaitement réalisable. Le gouvernement suisse définit plus précisément l'itinéraire et prendra le temps nécessaire pour mener avec succès cette reconversion de notre politique énergétique sans perdre de vue l'impératif de la sécurité de l'approvisionnement. Ce chemin, nous devons le parcourir ensemble, avec nos partenaires. La coopération internationale est incontournable dans la réalisation de cette nouvelle politique énergétique de la Suisse. Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite à tous un forum fructueux. Je vous remercie de votre dévouement à la cause d'un avenir durable. Merci.
Also speaking at the conference's opening was Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al-Jerba.
Between 2009 and 2010, there has been a 35% increase in global revenues from biofuels, solar and wind energy. In Germany alone, jobs and renewable energy jumped from 94,000 in 2000 to 340,000 jobs in 2010, and an additional 850,000 were added in the field of environmental technologies. Ladies and gentlemen, we have said for some time now that we all share a responsibility and duty to shape our energy future, and that the future of our energy lies in the combined efforts of government and the private sector. Progress is being made, but there is still much to do. It is absolutely essential that we do not let economic challenges stand in the way of our efforts to address climate change and our energy needs and requirements. There will be challenges for every nation and every business. But through dialogue and partnership, I am confident that together we will be able to achieve our common goals and our common objectives. Thank you.
Dr. Bertrand Piccard is a Swiss psychiatrist, pilot, and internationally recognized speaker. He is a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador and founder and chairman of the Solar Impulse Project. Through the project, multiple world record-setting solar flights have been made, including the world's first 24-hour solar-powered flight. Dr. Piccard was another of the forum's opening speakers. In his address, he urged a global change to green energy to curb rising CO2 emissions worldwide.
If the technologies of today, not future technologies that we still need to find, but the technologies of today, if they were massively used in our world, already today we could save 50% of the fossil energy that we consume every day, and we could produce half of the rest with renewable sources. This is a fact. Now the question is, why isn't it the case yet? Why don't we have these technologies in every building, in every house, in every light bulb, in every insulation system, in every structure of airplane, in every electronic piece? Each time I'm attending or speaking in international conferences about climate change, there is one common theme. Everybody comes and speaks about a huge problem that is extremely expensive to solve. How in the world can you motivate people if you talk about big problems that are expensive? As a medical doctor, I know that the problem is called a symptom. I know that the symptom has an origin, and the origin has a therapy. When we speak of CO2, we shouldn't speak about CO2 as the problem. We should speak about CO2 and climate change as the symptom. And now if we speak about therapies, the therapies exist. They are called clean technologies, clean tech. They are called new energy sources. We have all these technologies available. And these technologies are profitable. And all these clean tech are things the entire world needs. So if we want really to produce something useful that's going to massively support the economy and the growth of our world, we have to massively switch to these new technologies.
Alongside the opening of the European Future Energy Forum on October the 10th, 2011, the Geneva PAL Expo Convention Center also played host to the 2011 Swiss Solar Energy Prize Ceremony. This annual presentation of various awards for advancing the field of solar power is administrated by the Swiss Federal Office of Energy. Awards are given in three categories: individuals and institutions, sustainable buildings, and solar or other alternative energy plants. In 2011, a total of 88 solar energy projects were entrants in the competition. Among the winners in the individuals and institutions category was 3S Swiss Solar Energy Systems, which develops and markets building integrated solar energy systems under the 3S Photovoltaics brand name. Another winner in this same category was the Swiss Youth Hostels Association for utilizing environmentally sound practices in its construction and operation of buildings and for its role in promoting sustainable tourism. Gracing both the Swiss Solar Energy Prize ceremony as well as the forum on the same day, Her Excellency President Calmy Ray praised the competition for encouraging innovations in the area of solar energy and offered her congratulations to all the winners.
Chers lauréats, chères lauréates, mesdames et messieurs, la Suisse ne possède ni pétrole ni gaz, mais elle a des idées. Sa capacité d'innovation est exceptionnelle, surtout dans le domaine des énergies renouvelables et de l'efficacité énergétique. Et depuis 20 ans maintenant, le prix solaire suisse joue un rôle essentiel, dans le sens où il permet d'alimenter cette source de créativité, d'encourager des initiatives novatrices dans le domaine des énergies renouvelables et de l'efficacité énergétique en Suisse. Ces objectifs me tiennent particulièrement à cœur. C'est donc avec un très grand plaisir que je participe cette année à la remise de ce prix et j'en profite pour féliciter chaleureusement ces lauréats et lauréates. Et je suis très satisfaite que le prix solaire suisse 2011 soit décerné à des propriétaires d'immeubles et à des entreprises novatrices dans le secteur de la technologie du bâtiment. Les bâtiments Énergie Plus sont parmi les premiers exemples concrets de cet avenir énergétique.
Also presented was the Norman Foster Solar Energy Award for Plus Energy Buildings, or buildings that create more energy than they consume. The 2011 winner was the Plus Energy Building by Heinz Plan AG in northeastern Switzerland, which produces an outstanding 448% of its energy requirements. The elegant building feeds the surplus power into the national grid, which helps to recover the costs of the solar installations. The same structure took top honours in the new building category as well. Famed architect Lord Norman Foster, for whom the award is named, presented the award and spoke of his vision of solar infrastructure being adopted as part of the standard architectural design of all buildings.
October is always a significant month in the calendar because it hosts this extraordinary and very progressive and enlightened initiative. But this October is very special because on the 31st is the calculated date when, for the first time, the population of the planet goes over 7 billion. And I thought it might be just interesting to put into a wider context the significance of this solar initiative. The great news about this award is that it really starts to tackle the individual buildings, which consume something like 44 to 50% of the energy consumed in an industrialized society. And it is absolutely incredible that the winner is 448%. I mean, and very fortunately, you have the legislation here and in other societies like Germany where you can feed the excess power back into the grid. I'd just like to end up with an observation, and that is that I think all of our hopes around this award is that it would move towards not just retrofitting an existing building, but would move towards an integrated solar architecture where those elements which harvest the energy are part of the architecture, part of the building. And I think in the 2 years we're starting to see quite a significant shift in that direction with the three winners. So I'd like to join everybody else in congratulating the winners and all the sponsors, everybody, whether it's at the political level, whether it's at the sponsorship level, of making this prize and this initiative possible. Thank you.
Our congratulations to all Swiss Solar Energy Prize winners, and we offer our gratitude to the Swiss Federal Office of Energy for recognizing their achievements through these awards and encouraging solar power development to help create a more sustainable world. We also applaud all involved in the 2011 European Future Energy Forum for striving to bring change to our planet through this informative green event. Spirited viewers, please join us again next Friday on Golden Age Technology for the conclusion of this two-part series on the forum, when we'll feature some of the companies that took part in the forum's Clean Tech exhibition. For more information on the 2011 European Future Energy Forum, please visit www.europeanfutureenergyforum.com. Find out more about the 2011 Swiss Solar Energy Prize at www.solaragentur.ch. Thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. After noteworthy news, may the loving light of the divine guide all lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.